This podcast is another extra inning special, and Eddie's going to talk about how he got a special baseball from Mickey Mantle. And now, here's Eddie.
This is another extra inning. It's the second one I've done, and it's a continuation of the first one when I was talking about memorabilia. It's really an interesting topic. So much today, I get cards in the mail every day. People want me to sign them and send them back. There's so much memorabilia out there. I've gotten rid of a lot of mine, and the little that I have left, I put it in my will that the kids are going to get that and my World Series rings and that kind of stuff going to my kids. But this podcast will be about a baseball that Mickey Mantle hit. It was a home run that he hit in Yankee Stadium one night. I remember it was 1954, and he hit it, and it was the closest home run that anyone has ever hit, that of going out of the Yankee Stadium, all the way out over the facade and out on the street. He hit it, and it hit off the top of the very top of the facade and bounced back into the playing field. And the right fielder, our ball boy, ran out, and their right fielder gave it to him, and he brought it in and gave it to Mickey. So after the game, we were in the clubhouse. Various stages of dress, we're getting our shower, and Mickey was sitting in front of his locker, and he yelled over to me. He said, "Hey, Eddie, how'd you like this baseball for your restaurant in Baltimore?" I said, "I'd love it." And he said, "Well, you got it." But anyway, I took the ball. Mickey signed it to Eddie Mickey Mantle, and he threw it across the clubhouse to me. And I caught it, and I took it with me to Baltimore the next time I went home. I displayed it along with Babe Ruth's bat. I displayed it up behind the bar. It was there for the full time that I owned the restaurant, along with the bat. I kept the ball for, the same number of years. In fact, I sold Babe Ruth's bat before I sold Mantle's ball. I did put Mantle's ball up for auction, Leland's auction in New York. I put it up with them for a sale. We put a retainer of $15,000 on the ball, meaning that whoever bid on it had at least bid $15,000. $15,000 was the least I would take for the ball. And it went up for auction, and nobody bid on it. And I got the ball back. And I kept it for, quite a while, several years later, and decided to go with the auction firm in Dallas. Can't think of their name right now. Anyway, it's a big auction firm. To prove that it was a ball, I got a letter of authentication from Mickey saying that that was a ball that he hit off the facade in Yankee Stadium, and he signed it, and I got that, and I had a picture that they'd taken at the time of him hitting the ball, and then they had drawn a line up to where it hit on the facade and how it had bounded back down into the field. And I put that with it, with the letter of authentication, with the picture and the baseball. We put it up for auction again. And I again put a $15,000 retainer on it. Well, I had several other little items in the auction. I called up the next day to see how we did. After the auction, and the guy said, "Well, you really got lucky with that ball." I said, "What do you mean?" He said it brought $46,000. I couldn't believe it, but that's what it brought. I've over the years, I've gotten rid of most of my memorabilia, but I did acquire a lot of it over the years, and it is an interesting. That was a damned interesting question. Memorabilia today has gone wild. They're giving so much money for these things that I think are insignificant. But that's the way it goes.
That was Extra Innings with baseball legend Eddie Robinson. Questions for Eddie or would like to suggest a topic for him to discuss, please email eddie.robinson65@yahoo.com. This is Greg Ricks, inviting you to check out Eddie's other podcast, and for an even deeper dive into the golden age of baseball, read his autobiography, Lucky Me, My 65 Years in Baseball, which you can find on goodreads.com and on Amazon.